This is TWiT.
Well, I'm glad Ben's here because he can represent the voice of China. Why are you laughing?
He's gone.
Well, the chair is empty.
Away.
He must have known I was going to the Lenovo story, right? So I'll tell the story, and then when Ben gets back, you know what? His 3-year-old woke up, I bet.
That must be.
Yeah. Well, he'll come back in a moment. Ben Thompson for Stratechery is not here. But good news, Lisa Edichico is here. She's from Business Insider. And, of course, Christina Warren from Mashable. This infuriated me. Lenovo, they were caught in September and didn't do anything about it till January. And now say, oh, we messed up. We made a mistake. So sorry. Here's a fix-it tool. What did they do? They put software. Now, remember, there's a huge price pressure on PC manufacturers. Their margin on consumer-grade PCs, the low end of the market, is practically nothing. You're buying an HP Stream for $200. That bill of goods is probably $200. So companies make up the difference. They make some profit by putting trial wear on your system. We've all seen how junked up Windows computers can get with McAfee antivirus. I've even had Windows PCs with 2 antiviruses on them, and all sorts of crap. But this takes the cake. Lenovo, we don't know when, but apparently started putting something called Superfish on their consumer-grade laptops. What does Superfish do? Well, first of all, what it does is incredibly annoying. It puts ads on sites you're visiting that Lenovo put there, that Lenovo makes money on. So you go to visit TWiT, and you'll see ads that aren't on the TWiT page because Lenovo has put Superfish on its laptop. That's bad enough. But the thing that's really infuriating is in order to do this, Superfish creates a man-in-the-middle attack. They actually break secure socket layers. They break SSL. And so they intercept not only normal web traffic, but secure web traffic using a self-signed security certificate, by the way, easily spoofed by attackers. So it opens a massive security hole on your system. And if you think when you've been using your Lenovo Y50, which was one of the devices that this was on, if you think that your conversation with your bank was encrypted and safe, or your conversation with Amazon, your credit card information encrypted safe, it wasn't. It wasn't. Lenovo put software on it that broke SSL. Lenovo said their benefit from this was minor, so that's even stupider. They should have made millions out of this. This is appalling. Security researchers have already demonstrated how attackers could use Superfish to create an attack. Lenovo says they're not yet aware of any attacks targeting customers. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Now, Lenovo has responded in January. They took down the server that was doing this intermediation, and they have posted on the Lenovo website information about which products are affected. It's not, by the way, the business products, ThinkPad, ThinkCenter, Lenovo Desktop, ThinkStation, ThinkServer, and System X, according to Lenovo, are not impacted. I'm not sure I would trust Lenovo at this point in anything. And they do give you removal tools. And if you follow the link on their site, a long list of affected notebooks, E-Series, Flex-Series, G-Series, M-Series, S-Series, U-Series, Y-Series, Yoga-Series, and Z-Series, many of the machines all affected by this. A self-signed root certificate breaks SSL. It is offensive in the highest degree, and it is appalling that any company would do this with full knowledge of what they were doing. And I don't care if they've apologized and stopped it. They stopped it because they were caught. Ben, are you back? Yeah, good.
I'm back.
Am I crazy to be... My take on this is never again will I buy a Lenovo product or will I recommend it. It hurts me because I've recommended Lenovo's ThinkPads for a long time. I always thought they were great computers. What happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a huge Lenovo fan as well. I stepped out, but someone said that I should point out I can't speak for China because I'm in Taiwan. But that's
I'm sorry, Taiwan is not China. Taiwan is not China. Leo will learn this one day.
Leo, you're gonna get an email saying that.
I know it's a big political thing. I was a Chinese studies major.
Just don't talk about it.
I know why it's an issue. Never mind. All right.
But I actually, I you nailed it right at the beginning, Leo, and that was when you talked about the profit margins. You're exactly right. The average PC maker does not make a single cent on their PC. They make all their money on the pre-install software and stuff like that. And so that's why some of them do sell PCs without anything on there. They cost more, and they cost more because they need to make money somewhere. And so indirectly, if anyone is to, I mean, obviously Lenovo is to blame, to be clear, but Microsoft shares blame here. And the reason they share blame, is this, the PC market is the way Microsoft drove it to look, in that
really
there's tons of people competing to basically on price because they've been totally commoditized. All the value was pulled out by Microsoft in the OS layer. And so Microsoft captures all the value, leaving basically the OEM makers to
Microsoft didn't make
the
them charge yeah. less
no,
for their
so,
computers.
But the, no, so no. Well, they I mean, did though.
Technically,
because,
we
because,
did. We demanded cheap computers.
Right. Well, that's the second point. Is even then who really bears the blame is consumers, because we buy based on price. And if you look at it, yes, Lenovo was wrong, and they deserve to be excoriated for it.
Oh, I'm never. I couldn't be more upset about this.
But at the same time, like we're all depending. Basically, the market came to be that we depended on the good graces of these companies to not cross the line and go to the dark side. When in reality, all the incentives were for them to do just that. And we shouldn't, well, we should be outraged that this happened. I don't think we should be surprised. And quite frankly, we shouldn't be surprised if the same thing happens on Android, because it's the exact same dynamic going on. Google is trying to extract all the value from the ecosystem, leaving all their OEMs to compete on price. And that's why there's lots of pre-installed crap on there as well. And again, consumers, there's enough consumers that only buy based on price that this works. But there are consequences, and it's the same thing with any ad-based company that we all need to be cognizant of, is that the incentives are pointing in the wrong direction. And sure, it's fun to get great stuff for free, but you're playing with fire, and this is a very real example of the sort of fire that you're playing with.
I think it's fair to blame Microsoft for decisions they made 10 and 15 years ago that have driven the market to this place. But I do think that it's worth noting that basically, you know, Microsoft's been kind of in a position the last few years where they've known that the cesspool of adware and pre-installed software gunk that really makes the Windows experience terrible. And to a certain extent, they've actually been kind of barred from doing a lot about it. I'm not defending Microsoft at all, but they've been kind of, their hands have been tied a little bit because of the various, you know, restrictions put in place by the EU and other things with their Department of Justice, you know, trial way back, where they have a difficult time limiting the things that OEMs can do without, you know, breaking, without people saying, no, now you're, you know, stifling what the manufacturers can do to these machines. You know, there was even a period of time, I think they still do this at the Microsoft stores, where they sell machines that basically just have Windows on them.
Signature.
And they don't have adware.
Microsoft understood that people were getting a crap experience in Windows thanks to all this adware being installed by HP and others. So they created the Signature program. And in fact, Lenovo does sell computers at the Microsoft store under the Signature program. And it's plain Windows. You pay more for it.
Right. And I mean, it's absolutely, you know, to Ben's point, he's right. This is kind of the world that we live in, and both consumers, you know, it is what it is. But I'm not ready at all to give Lenovo, or frankly, Superfish. I think that a lot of the blame has been put on Lenovo without talking about the company that actually is doing this, and the fact that they wrote this program that would be install a root certificate on Windows that would break HTTPS. And that company has not said anything, will not talk, kicked one of our reporters out of their office on Friday who tried to talk to them. And I think it's worth looking into how many deals do they have with other OEMs. But it opens up to me a broader question of, you know, Lenovo should not be off the hook and shouldn't be, just because it's the game doesn't mean that you don't pay for the consequences. You know, the whole point is everybody's doping, just don't get caught. And if you get caught, you're going to do time for it, is basically how it works.
And that's why I think we should boycott Lenovo. We should put them out of business as a very strong message, not to Lenovo, too late, to every other manufacturer, that this is the price you pay. You know, Sony got away with this, putting a rootkit on games for DRM, and they kind of...
No, it was music CDs.
Music CDs. That's right.
It was even music worse. CDs. It was even worse than a game. It was a music CD. If you put it in your computer, it put the boot kit on. But yeah.
And they got away with it. I don't think we should not have let Sony get away with it. We should not now let Lenovo get away with it. By the way, the only statement came to Ars Technica's Dan Gooden. The only statement from Superfish attributed to the CEO, Adi Pinhas. Superfish, by the way, although they have an office in Palo Alto, is an Israeli company. The statement said that Superfish is not a vulnerability. It is. There has been significant misinformation. This is his statement. Circulating about Superfish software pre-installed on certain Lenovo laptops. Software shipped on a limited number of computers in 2014. Get this mealy-mouthed adware. In an effort
to... I think there's an interesting point here, Leo. The last time I was on, we were talking about... I think it was when David Cameron was calling for a backdoor for law enforcement to use.
Yeah.
And I think... A point we made on that podcast was... There's a lack of understanding of what that implies.
Right.
And
that's what Superfish is saying. Let me just finish this. Despite the false and misleading statements, this is Superfish CEO, made by some media commentators, me and bloggers, the Superfish software, he says, does not present a security risk. And this is what he interprets as a security risk. Hey, in no way does Superfish store personal data or share such data with anyone. Unfortunately, in this situation, a vulnerability was introduced unintentionally by a third party. Now they're blaming someone else. Both Lenovo and Superfish did extensive testing of the solution, but it wasn't identified. This is, by the way, this is really reprehensible. This guy is now hiding behind some unnamed third party. Oh, we didn't do this. We didn't do this.
The worst part is I bet most people that own Lenovo computers, people outside of, you know, the tech world that aren't like us, don't even understand what's going on. I mean, how many people really even understand what encryption means or any of this? And it's like, it's really putting the consumer in a super vulnerable position. Because, I mean, when you think about the types of connections that are being broken, those are banking sites, those are online shopping sites. And it's just really terrible. And, it's hard to understand how and why Lenovo would even kind of let something like this happen. Because like you mentioned, it's not even like they benefited that much from using Superfish. Like, I understand that, you know, the profits on PCs are extremely small and a lot of PC makers aren't really making that much off of just sales alone. But it's not even like they're making that much money off of Superfish being on their computers.
That's what's really pathetic, isn't it?
And the fact that they've gotten caught hurts them so much because now people aren't going to want to buy Lenovo computers. So in the end, in the long run, it's totally
a huge mistake.
Obviously, a huge mistake.
On Thursday, Superfish officials said they stood by a statement issued by Lenovo. This is Thursday. Quote, we have thoroughly investigated this technology and do not find any evidence to substantiate security concerns. Within hours, Lenovo yanked that sentence.
Yes, they did.
And their CTO said, oops, we blew it. We're sorry. It is a security problem.
Yep.
It is. Whenever you, this is a man in the middle attack.
It is.
Perpetrated on every Lenovo user.
And Lenovo makes great products too. That's the sad thing, especially, you know, for business computers like the ThinkPad line. Like, they make some of the best, you know, computers for businesses out there. And I'm sure that consumers are definitely not going to want to, you know, buy their products anymore.
What about Motorola? Lenovo owns Motorola. Does this mean?
Yep.
I think there's an Occam's razor explanation here, which I'm trying to get to. And that is I suspect that, and this is why the incentive stuff matters. Like, incentives don't matter because I'm incentivized to go rob a bank, so I rob a bank. Of course, right. I know robbing a bank is wrong. And I suspect that Lenovo's CEO and CTO knows that doing this is wrong. And I don't think they were sandbagging. I actually suspect that they just did another pre-install deal. And
that's exactly what it was.
They didn't really appreciate what was happening. And that's why I drew the connection to the David Cameron podcast. Like, there, even among people who should know, there's not really an appreciation for what security means and how security can be compromised. It's just something that people don't know about. And so I actually suspect that it was just another deal. Someone made it. Maybe someone at Lenovo knew. I actually honestly doubt it was someone that high up, because as Lisa just said, like it doesn't make any sense to do this. It's way too high risk. For the cost, I mean, we have nationally acclaimed podcaster Lila Laporte calling for
wait a minute. Well, hell, how with that? I did it on the radio show, which is heard by a lot more normal people. But wait a minute. Even if they didn't know about the man in the middle, isn't it wrong to put ads on a website that weren't there originally to make some money? Isn't that wrong?
It is.
That's what this stuff was supposed to do. That's the legitimate use of it.
But and their explanation was terrible. We interviewed their CTO on Friday, and I can quote from that interview. Our reporter, our intern, he did a great job really pressing the guy too. And he was saying, okay, but realistically, do you think there are customers out there who would want Superficial on their computer? And this is the jackass's answer. I think there are many customers out there who are interested in having tools that help them shop, tools that help them do what they're doing better. Whether that's specific to one user or not, that's a different story. They're still like trying to play, you know, I mean, their answer, their pat line, which is, we thought people would love this product, is such complete BS. I mean, you know, they were them. Installing this for
do
one
you want additional
reason,
ads
they got
on
money.
A website? What do you think?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like generic PR speak, it sounds like.
Here's the answer. The answer is,
I mean, nobody wants to see more ads, especially ads that aren't supposed to be there in the first place. And it's just like, I mean, it seems really selfish on their part. They're not even really considering like the damage that has happened from this. And it doesn't really seem like they care based on their public response so far.
No, here's the answer. The answer is, which he didn't say, and because no one can say, is, yeah, we put crap on there because people are cheapskates. Like, that's the issue here. That's the underlying issue. That's why this is on there. Forget all the stuff that happened in the meantime. The issue is that people go into Best Buy or wherever, and they buy the cheapest computer. And guess what? You get what you pay for.
Yeah, but like, you know, that's the same excuse used by ISPs who do the same thing.
But that's...
won't pay us enough for internet access, so we're going to have to monetize you by putting ads on websites you visit.
Well, that's...
It doesn't make it okay,
but my point is, like, you as an industry, if you set, like, this is why incentives matter. Like, all the incentives are in place for this to happen. It was inevitable that this happened. It just happened to happen to Lenovo.
Microsoft lobbied hard to get manufacturers to support the Signature PC program to a resounding interest.
No interest flows from consumers because consumers didn't want to pay for it.
They would make computers no one would buy.
It's like people constantly complaining about airlines. You know why airlines suck? Because people don't pay for differentiation. American Airlines try to do bigger seat width. They advertise on it. Right. No one wanted to pay for it. Continental advertised on better service. They went out of business. They merged with United. Like, the reality is that we have no one to blame but ourselves. And it's very gratifying to get in our soapbox and say, gosh darn you, Lenovo, you should have done a better job. But the truth of the matter is, we brought it on ourselves, and and all this stuff is on us. The loss of privacy on us, all this stuff on us, because we don't care or we're not willing to pay for it. And quite frankly, if I sound upset, it's because I am. Because when you get to things like this, this is an issue where the majority kind of rules. Like, take something like Google. Google is an unbelievable, fantastic, amazing resource. Or Facebook. Like, everyone is on Facebook. Like, I don't have a vote. Like, if I want to use these services, and even if I were willing to pay for them, I know that I could never do so, because the reality is the vast majority of people don't care and don't want to pay.